There are still some concerns that Chris Collins may somehow be reelected to his 27th congressional district. There's just a belief that there are just enough Republicans up there who will simply vote for the party and let his legal issues sort themselves out after the fact. So there is kind of that underlying sense of nervousness among some of the Democratic faithful up here.
All right, Michael, thanks for that report. That's Michael Maroziak live at Democratic Party headquarters. You can follow Mike, by the way, Michael Maroziak on Twitter. He is at Mroz, M-R-O-Z-W-B-F-O. And as long as we're talking to our various reporters out and about, let's bring in senior reporter Eileen Buckley now. She's hanging out with the Republicans this evening at the Avant in downtown Buffalo. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Dave. Good evening, everyone. And the theme here tonight is the Erie County Republican Committee Victory 2018, Growing, Winning, Leading. And that is their theme here tonight. Of course, all eyes on the 27th congressional district race with Republican Chris Collins facing Democrat Nate McMurray. Of course, Collins under this federal indictment for the 11 charges for insider trading. Everybody wondering tonight if Collins will make some sort of an appearance here, but it doesn't really appear so. One of the things that's not on the walls here is a campaign sign for Congressman Collins for the incumbent. Nick Langworthy addressed that, as well as a number of topics in an interview. The GOP party chairman meeting with reporters all together a little earlier tonight. What about Chris Collins? There are no signs really visible even here.
I have none. So none have been made available to the party from his campaign. And as you understand, a federal race, the local parties cannot expend resources on federal races. I mean, he's run a very unconventional race. I think he's going to win tonight.
Has the party distanced themselves from him?
I mean, this has been a very unconventional year, and I hope that he wins tonight. I hope the seat stays in Republican hands, and we have a Republican congressman that's prepared to vote for a Republican
speaker. Our local
speaker
piece
of
that puzzle is the race involving Congressman Chris Collins, indicted Congressman Chris Collins, facing a challenge from Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray, the Democrat. We have some numbers to report for you at this time. Although I really have to kind of put the big caution on them, an asterisk next to these numbers. Let's look at the Erie County numbers first. 42% of the vote in, and right now it's 52% Collins to 46% McMurray. If we also look at the statewide numbers, we don't have anywhere near as many of them. Only 1.5% of the vote in, but on those tallies, we also have a lead for Collins, 51%, with 44% for Nate McMurray. Joining us in studio for just a little bit of brief analysis before we go back to the coverage from NPR, we have blogger Ken Crooley, a Democrat with politicsandstuff.com, and former county official Warren Galloway. Warren, what are you seeing in the Collins numbers? Give me a quick headline from you.
It just seems like Collins is going to sneak it out. And it seems like people are voting party and not the individual.
Ken, a lot of their campaigning was, in fact, run that way, saying, hey, if you want this district to support Donald Trump, vote for Chris Collins, even though you might have reservations about him.
It's pretty much a hold-your-nose vote. Yeah.
For analysis on this race, let's bring in someone from Washington who watches those races. Dave Leventhal is with us. He's a Buffalo boy. He is a senior political reporter for the Center for Public Integrity and a guy that watches everything Buffalo and congressional races as well. So on this particular one, he's the guy that we go to. Hey, Dave, thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy election night and good to be with you.
Are you getting any sort of sense of the overall reaction to this Collins race in Washington? Is it a race that is in any way on the national radar screen because of the issues involving the indictment of Chris Collins? Are the Democrats throwing money at Nate McMurray? What have you been able to uncover in that regard?
It's absolutely on the national radar, and it's absolutely on the national radar because of Chris Collins, not because of Nate McMurray. And this has been sort of a storyline from the get-go ever since the federal indictments came down, and Chris Collins has had to grapple with the legal Armageddon that he's facing right now. It's a situation where you thought, at least initially, you were getting some signs, we were getting some signs, that major Democratic organizations were looking at this race and that they were willing to spend some money in this race. Which it was completely wild because this was a race that was a foregone conclusion up until August that Chris Collins was going to win it. But that money, Dave, has not come to bear. And over the past several months, ever since Nate McMurray truly had a fighting chance here, you've only had really one major national organization come in and give him sizable support. That's Move On.
But we're mostly just waiting for the congressman who apparently has won, judging by the reaction of his Democratic opponent. And he's going to say something here in these offices.
I've always said I am innocent of the meritless charges that were lodged. I will have my day in court. It's not coming until sometime in 2020. That's a long time away. My focus now is going back and supporting the Trump agenda, continuing the constituent service, which my district is known for, second to none, of 435 members.
You still have the cloud, though, Congressman.
I have a cloud
over you.
I
can
do.
You still be effective as a congressman now that you perhaps have been given by another chance to go back by the voters?
Well, certainly. I can assure you, as I've been back in September, never missed a vote. My fellow members, are with me 100%. So whether it's introducing legislation, co-sponsoring legislation, my voting record, all speaks for itself. All is good in Washington, D.C. All is good with my caucus, my conference, my fellow New York members. All is good. So I will continue to represent the New York 27th District with excellent constituent service. Again, the focus on the elderly, the veterans, and the disabled. And when I go to D.C., working with business owners on their small business issues, hopefully getting tax reform 2.0 going forward. Now, that may be difficult, as it appears we may have lost the House. But with that said, all my support is where it's always been, and my constituents know that.
Given what's surrounding you right now, how do you plan to work to get back on committee services once you get back to Washington?
Well, that's going to be a discussion I will have to have with our leadership. Clearly I was reelected with my constituents in full awareness of a black cloud, call it that. That'll be a discussion I'll be having with our leadership when I get back.